Yehoshua, Perek Hey. Vayhi chishmo kol malchei ha'emori, and it came to pass when all of the Amorite kings heard, asher be'ever ha'yardin, these Amorite kings were living on the other side of the Jordan, which is the west side, Yama. Remember, the Mediterranean Sea is the biggest land feature on the west side, so that's called the west, is the sea side. V'chol malchei ha'kanani, asher al ha'yam, and the Canaanite kings who were living next to the sea, Es asher hovish Hashem esmei ha'yardin. So these Amorite kings, who were on the west side of the Jordan, and the Canaanite kings who were living next to the Mediterranean, heard that Hashem had dried up the waters of the Jordan mipnei b'nei Israel before the Jews, ad avram, until they had crossed over. Vayimas levavam, and the hearts of these Gentile kings had melted. V'lo hayavam od ruach mipnei b'nei Israel, and there was no longer any spirit in these Gentile kings against, to oppose and to fight against the Jewish people. Obviously they see that Hashem is on the Jewish people's side if he's splitting rivers for them, so they don't feel too willing to put up a fight. Ba'esahi Omar Hashem al Yehoshua. So now at that time Hashem told Yehoshua to do the following spiritual ceremony. Asei lecha chavos tzurim, make for yourselves sharp swords. Veshuv mol et b'nei Yisrael shenis. And then you should go ahead and perform a circumcision to the Jewish people for a second time. The second time, because the first time was 40 years prior when they left Egypt. So now, entering Eretz Yisrael 40 years later, was the second time. Vayas lo Yehoshua chavos tzurim. Yehoshua made for himself sharp swords. Vayamal et b'nei Yisrael el kivas ha'alos. And Yehoshua performed a circumcision to the whole Jewish nation, El Givas Ha'olos, that's the location name, appropriately it was named in honor of this event, the Hill of the Foreskins, because that's when it was removed, and we'll see. This is a great honor to remove the dishonorable Orla after leaving Mitzrayim. Now finally we have the privilege to enter the covenant in the fullest sense. V'zeh davar Hashem al Yehoshua. Now this matter that Yehoshua performed circumcision to the whole people, kol ha'am hayotzei mimitzrayim, the background, why is this whole circumcision necessary? Because the nation who had left Egypt, hazecharim, at least the male amongst them, kol anshei hamilchama, the ones who were of military category, which means they were numerically 20 years of age or older, meisu b'midbar, they had passed away in the desert. Remember, after the sin of the golden calf and after the sin of the spies, Hashem makes a punishment for us that we have to spend 40 years wandering around until they had literally expired. And only the new generation would go into Egypt. But the old generation had perished baderech betzesam mimitzrayim, on the journey after having left Egypt. Ki mulim hayu kol ha'am hayotzim. Now, contrast this with the nation who had left Egypt, so they really were circumcised when they had, upon the Exodus. V'chol ha'am hayilodim b'midbar, but the nation who had been born anew, the children, literally, the babies and the children who had grown up in the desert, had baderech on the sojourn, b'tzeisam mimitzrayim, after having left Egypt, lo malu. They did not experience the circumcision. Ki arba'im shana halcha b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. It was for 40 years that the Jews had traveled in the desert. Ar tom kol hagoy, anshei hamilchama, hayotzim